This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Let's talk to Seth Emerson. Covers the Dogs for The Athletic. We love his work. And Seth, yesterday was pro day. Let's start there. The draft is April 24th through the 26th in Green Bay. Mike and I were just talking about how many folks were there from Flowery Branch and how well represented they were to take a look at all of the dogs. You ever seen anything like that before? And you've been covering the dogs a long time.
I didn't personally count how many were there. Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot and some other Falcons people were pretty conspicuous. Whether that translates to actually picking a bunch of Georgia players, we'll see. Best quote, and I know he's, probably seeing it from somewhere, but was Warren Brinson, Georgia defensive lineman. They asked him, would you want to be picked by the Falcons? And instead of giving the usual, I just want to go anywhere or whatever, he was like, oh, yeah, they should pick us. Mm-hmm. They should pick me. They should pick all Georgia players. Look at the Eagles. You want to stop mm-hmm. Mahomes? Pick a bunch of Georgia players.
Seth Emerson's with us, guys, here talking about the dogs. I know the big debate, and I'm not trying to make you to be an NFL talent evaluator, Seth, but do you feel that who's going to have the higher upside, Jalen Walker or Mykel Williams? Because Falcons specific, we want that ultimate pass rusher, but these guys seem to be able to do almost everything you ask of them defensively.
Yeah, Williams is an edge guy. Whether he'll be an outside linebacker or defensive end, it probably depends on the system and who takes him. I don't think we saw conclusively at Georgia that he would be better at one or the other. Walker, they really uncorked him. He's just a football player. He's just a get him in a position on any particular play to go get the ball. And, it's just going to depend on who you want there. I don't have any sense that one or the other is going to be definitely better. I think they both have a chance to be really good players.
Seth, were you surprised that Kirby did not make any changes with his staff? And if so, why? Why do you think he stayed loyal to the guys that are there, despite the fact that the offense certainly didn't look the way we thought it should have? All the drops. I mean, there were a lot of inconsistencies that could have easily led to him making changes.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more that I'm surprised the staff stayed intact, because it's the first time that's happened in the Kirby era. And most of the time it's because when you're as successful as Georgia has been, you lose coaches. They get promoted. But there's been other times that, he's made a change. He made a change with James Coley after 1 year as OC. He fired Tracy Rocker after his first year. There's been at least one assistant I can remember off the top of my head that, after 1 year, he permitted Miami to hire him. That was Jamil Adai. And I thought that could happen with a guy or two off of this year's staff. But you know, it was almost kind of a caught-in-between thing where they didn't have the kind of year where their assistants were in demand. So you didn't lose anybody. Like, you know, there were a few. I heard that they came after a few, but those were the ones that you'd expect people to come after. Trey Scott, I think someone comes after him every year, and they've been lucky to hold on to him for as long as they have. But there were others that, you know, he could have made the call. But as I wrote about this Tuesday, like, look, you know, if everyone that wants Mike Bobo and Stacey Searle's gone, I understand it off of just last year, but you can't just look at last year. Like, Bobo has a long track record beyond just last year. He was a finalist for the Broyles Award his first season back at Georgia. He was a finalist for the Broyles Award his last season of his first stint at Georgia in 2014. Mm-hmm. Stacey Searles had Georgia's line as a finalist for the Joe Moore Award for the best O-line in the country his first 2 years of his second go-round here. But based on what happened last year, there were a lot of people who had just preconceived, notions, or they preconceived dislike of both of those hires that the way they played last year made them go, see?
Yeah.
I do think that if next year is not up to Georgia standards, then there'll be changes. But we also got to remember, they won the SEC championship. They were in the quarterfinals of the college football playoff, and obviously that game itself was a thud for Georgia, but the game was also decided by like about a minute and a half of game action where the score swung from 3-3 to 20-3. So it's, I think Kirby and people around the program are not looking at last year as quite the disaster that a lot of fans are.
Right. I mean, you go back, you look at his time with Nick Saban after Kirby left. I mean, his worst season would be a trip to the Citrus Bowl, being the second place team in the Western Division. So this is, I mean, if this is the worst Kirby can do since 2016, it's not too shabby. But as you said, Seth Emerson joined us, the bar has been so raised, expectations are through the roof. It just seems like you've missed that stud, like, you know, Jalen Carter or Jordan Davis, you know, or that Trayvon Walker, that kind of, that animal in the middle. You know, we got tons of stars on defense, but it seems like that was one of the elements missing, and you just touched on it. The offensive line just wasn't good.
The trenches, and Kirby has said before that the main thing he learned from Nick Saban was you want to build the team along the lines of scrimmage, and both of those were not up to par last year, and it kind of had a domino effect. And they can't play the way they want to on defense when they're not stopping the other team consistently on the run, and that was reflected last year, and they've got to get better there. They're hoping that Jordan Hall can step up. Elijah Griffin, who's more of a defensive lineman, he's not a nose tackle, but he's a five-star freshman that's kind of just, you know, coming in here, and people aren't talking about him much because they're so used to Georgia having five-star defensive players. But he's someone who could have a early impact. So they're hopeful there, but obviously they need a little bit more than just hope.
Seth, what do you think? I know spring practices have just gotten underway as we talked to Seth Emerson here on the show. But what do you think about Gunnar Stockton? And Kirby has been very positive, obviously, about his leadership and how he takes on things and, you know, what he's shown them. But as we talk about a spring competition, do you believe that will be the case with Puglisi, or you just think Gunnar Stockton will be the guy?
I mean, I never say never, but I've stopped. I'm preparing to file a column after I do viewing of practice here in a few minutes that says that from everything that I've seen and heard and sensed that this is becoming Gunnar Stockton's team, the offense, but, you know, sort of the team in general, because you kind of gravitate around your quarterback in general. And, you know, that could change, but Ryan Puglisi's behind. He's 2 years less experienced in this system than Gunnar Stockton. He has a game and a half less of game experience. And Puglisi also didn't really play much last spring. Like, he got an injury halfway through spring practice, or he got, I think it was actually from a high school injury, and they shut him down. He didn't play in G-Day. So It just seems like this is Gunnar Stockton's job. And it was interesting that Kirby, when he was asked about Gunnar on Tuesday, didn't say the kind of stuff like, oh, you know, he's competition, we've got four good quarterbacks, we feel good about all of them, blah, blah, blah. No, he talked about Gunnar and extolled his virtues as a leader and how the guys gravitate towards him and all that. And, you know, I mean, they're going to prepare Puglisi to be the backup, to be literally to have to go in if Stockton gets hurt or if Stockton just really struggles between now and, you know, the preseason. They're going to look in the portal in the spring window if an experienced quarterback becomes available, but they tried for that in the winter one and couldn't land one. So you'll never say never, but I think this is Gunnar Stockton's job.
It is Seth Emerson with his guys talking dogs. Speaking of the dogs, Kirby came on with the Steakhouse along with Rusty Manziel. We're going to replay that for you at 5:20, guys. Strong arm story. So if you're a dog fan, stay tuned for that. You think Kirby, if he had his druthers, would just squash G-Day? I know Josh Brooks says, you know, I think fans enjoy it, Seth, but do you think that G-Day's days are numbered?
The way Kirby talked about it, the way he answered the question earlier this week surprised me. Look, Kirby is 93K day guy.
Right.
Like, that was the genesis of really lifting off his program, his tenure, was filling it up for the spring game and, you know, using it as something that pulled in recruits like DeAndre Swift and some others said that they chose Georgia after being there for that experience. But times change, and with other teams ditching their spring game, I think Kirby's watching the landscape and trying to get a sense of it to figure it out, whether it's the best thing. I think the stated reason by a lot of coaches to not do it anymore is a little bit of obfuscation.
Right.
It's transfer portal related, but it's not that they're worried about tampering, about other coaches, you know, noticing players in their spring game and scouting it and going after them. Like, everyone knows who everyone has. They know all these players already. No, there's no, like, surprises. It's not that. The theory I've heard that makes the most sense is that when you have one public spring game where everybody's in the stands and it's on television, whatever, that's the most important game. And if you don't start in that game, if you don't play a lot in that game, then you know that you think that you are not in that team's plans and you get in the portal. So by getting rid of a public scrimmage like that, a public spring game, and just having three scrimmages, you can kind of spread the playing time around those three scrimmages, spread the starts around them, and you can kind of mitigate the number of your players that kind of have their feelings hurt about where they think they are on the depth chart.
Last thing, the reinstatement of Kobe Young, what's it mean?
I mean, it was going to happen. They took it carefully. It is a big help for them on the field. You pair him with Noah Thomas. Those are two guys who are ex receivers, that outside spot that after Colby Young's suspension following the fifth game last year, Carson Beck didn't have that anymore. They lost Ra-Ra Thomas over the summer to, obviously, you know, the domestic violence second arrest, and they...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They dismissed him there. Then they lost Colby Young after his arrest in game five. So those were two losses that were unanticipated, and you couldn't go in the portal and replace them. They didn't really have anybody on the roster that, you know, I mean, maybe Nitro Tuggle could have done that, but he was a freshman, a true freshman. So Dylan Bell played that a lot. And, you know, then you move Arian Smith there, and, you know, he was probably better in the slot anyway. And it was just unwieldy. Now, by having Noah Thomas and Colby Young, Dylan Bell goes to a more natural position at flanker. You have Zach Branch, the transfer, who's at the slot. You can slot in other younger receivers, guys like London Humphreys, who they're still hoping to develop. You give them, you know, a chance to play more natural positions. And they're hoping they're giving Gunnar Stockton in Colby Young and Noah Thomas, a couple guys that, you know, you can, they're big targets for third downs,
right,
or for red zone kind of stuff that Carson Beck didn't have after Colby Young was suspended last year.
Great stuff. Seth Emerson, appreciate you. As always, looking forward to reading his stuff in The Athletic. Thank you so much.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.